a very good evening to you, and thanks for tuning in to Tyrus Talk here on Radio Kerry, coming live from our studio here in Tralee this evening. Myself, Donald Barry, and tonight's show, I suppose we look back at that intermediate football club final in the company of John and Liam, who are both at Austin Sack Park tonight, actually. And I have Andrew Moynihan in studio as well, looking back on the key moments of that game. Now, in the aftermath of the Paralympics, we catch up with Niall Trent, who will chat to us about the Kingdom Wheel Blasters open day next Saturday. And we will meet another team of county champions with the Kerry County Camogie Champions, Killard, the junior champions, of course, calling into us there around 6:30 this evening to chat about their latest success. And then the competition that started in this very studio with the draw for the Keane Super Value Minor Football Championship ends this evening, as we have live coverage of the final from Austin Sack Park between St. Cairns and Austin Sacks, going head to head, and that's just from 7 o'clock this evening. Now, if you want to get in contact quickly, you can contact us on 0667123666 or phone us on 083 300 3300, or WhatsApp and text as well. Well, John Kennedy, we all seem to live to fight another day in the Intermediate Championship, of course. Yourself and Liam down there this evening, among all the Austin Sack fans still there. My Lone Rangers pick is still there as well. It seems that all the talk is not so much about the draw, John, but it's about when the replay will be.
Yeah, it's there's a huge debate about it, Donald, to be fair. You know, I suppose the thing about the club championships is that I feel myself, and a lot of people have said it today, to clear the decks for the county senior championship. Now, due to the draws yesterday, you have a replay to take place, and in the junior premier, you have a final, and it's a bit of uncertainty, you know, with the clubs, what they do, I suppose, with their players going into the divisional sides. Will clubs release them? You know, the attitude they have towards it. You know, I suppose more importantly, the passage to Munster in both intermediate and the junior premier, it's unclear, and maybe not the best situation to be in. The senior club final is over. We know what's happening there, and you know, it's time restrictions, it's dates, and to be fair to the county board, you know, there's a very short window to play them, but it's unfinished business in both competitions.
Mm-hmm. On the field, of course, John, a result, the draw, I suppose, probably a fair result. It looked at stages, maybe that, I suppose at stages, both teams didn't really back themselves to kind of go for the killer blow or maybe drive on when they had a little bit more control of the game. Was there a real fear of losing from both sides in this, maybe?
There probably was, and you know, I suppose from a Stacks point of view, we've been saying this for a few weeks now, you know, they're not really firing. There is something missing, and you know, to get that extra kick and get over the line, they're still in the championship, but they'll probably look back in it and say it was an opportunity maybe missed, you know, because it took a Ryan Diggins punch point 2 minutes into injury time in extra time to get the draw for La Rangers. Both teams would be happy to get another day, to be fair. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think there's more in both teams. From La Rangers' point of view, Gerard Hasse was a huge loss. You know, they'll have time to go back now, and both teams will assess it and look forward to the replay and glad to get a second chance.
Mm, absolutely. Liam Brosson is there with you as well. Liam, even though John said they'd be both happy after the game, which manager is happier, Billy Lee or Liam Hassett?
I think, personally, I think Long Rangers, the management team, would be a lot happier, because there was pressure going into this intermediate for Stacks from the word go. I just thought myself that it might have been a year too early for Long Rangers, and they've proved me wrong and proved everyone wrong that with the campaign they're after having. But I just thought yesterday that Stacks kind of threw as much as they could at them, and they couldn't shake them off. Mm-hmm. Long Rangers were holding on. There was times when they could have pipped it. I thought Faker Clifford, and I know he had a fantastic game yesterday, had a great chance at the end of original time, you know, to finish it, but that was the way the game was. You know, it wasn't a classic football wise, but there was a lot of mistakes. Conditions allowed for that, because we got a bit of a mist all through the game, and things were greasy, so there was a lot of mistakes. And so it was, as they say, it was held for skelter for a lot of it. Stacks, now I think Stacks had 11 wides compared to Long Rangers 4, so that speaks for itself. And like John said there, We've been watching Stacks, and I think they're not firing yet, and they're struggling up front to put that ball over the bar or in the back of the net. And I think if they are to beat Long Rangers, they're going to have to really improve in that. But I think I don't know what way the management teams are going to work it now is going to be a big thing, because there's going to be a big gap. No, so trying to keep these players ticking over. You have districts now for both of them. It'll be interesting to see what way will they throw their cap in with them.
It's going to
make things very interesting.
Yeah.
But on your question, I think Liam Hassett would have been the much happier manager going home yesterday evening.
Absolutely, Andrew Moynihan is with us here in studio as well. Andrew, take us through the game for those who didn't see it, maybe.
Yeah, I suppose the game kind of started off in a way that maybe we kind of thought that trend to continue for the rest of the games. Rangers got a goal early on, Matthew Leslie in the second minute. On the right-hand side, he finished past Hansley well. It was a great start to the game, but to be fair, the rest of the half in the game really didn't set the world alight, truth be told. But as Liam mentioned, both teams, I think, were affected by the conditions. There were plenty of turnovers on both sides. Forwards were kind of struggling to get into the game in total. But I think that's down as well to Stack's defending. It was tenacious, but they couldn't get it going up front, and neither could Rangers. And that's credit to both teams' defences. In the 27th minute, Cian Purcell, he got Stack's first point since the 8th minute. There was a 19-minute gap. And at the break, to be fair, I think Stacks, they were playing the game on their own terms and probably would have been happy to have limited Rangers' attack. But in the second half, I think a crucial moment, Sean Cleary's goal in the 48th minute, his brother Darragh laying it across the square for him. That's John O'Dowd, who I'll give credit for that. And Donal Kivergan then scored the last score in normal time in the 24th minute, which kind of told you how the game went, really. Another 6 or 8 minutes were played before full time. Sent it to extra time. And to be fair, extra time kind of ebbed and flowed, and there was only 2 points scored. Joe Connor had a big goal chance, but it was a bit of a fumble near the finish, and Ryan Diggan came up trumps for Lone Rangers at the end with a leveler, a fisted effort over the bar. Replay required, kind of the notion of getting off both sets of supporters and people in neutral are saying that neither team deserved to win. It's kind of that cliche saying, and I look forward to the replay because they're two. Two evenly matched teams at all yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Boys, there was certainly a lot of evenly matched teams around the race of Kerry as well yesterday. First of all, anyway, it goes to prove, Liam Braston, if you win the airport derby, you've got good form behind you. Fire is in the final. 1-21 draw with Ballymac, but they've done the business on penalties.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Donald, I went into Fitzgerald Stadium at 12:30 yesterday morning, you could say, or yesterday midday, whatever you want to call it, and I left it at 5:30. But you know, the time flew in there because the football, the first game, the second game, the entertainment was top class, but the first game was outstanding. Mm-hmm. Like, we had 121 kicks from both sides. They really went at it. I think Ballymac, I don't know, they'll be wondering what they need to do to get over the line. Are we looking at another Wimber Glimbe for the same for a few years? No, they'll have to go back to the drawing board now again and come back next year even stronger again. But yeah. I will give credit to Fireys. They stayed with him. You know, Ballymac were creeping ahead the whole time. They were keeping their nose ahead, but Fireys never went away. And heavily assisted by James Horrigan, I think it was a 10 points he kicked. Had a massive game. But Dara Donahoe, Stephen Palmer, Keane Doe came on and kicked a magical point as well. You know, at one stage, there was just you could name fellas from both sides of Ballymac and Fireys. But it was a highly entertaining game. And I suppose penalties at the end, look, the debate is out there whether it's good or bad. I would have loved to seen these two teams have another night out, but unfortunately, Fireys, I think, will have to thank Ballyhar Dynamos, because I think these boys have played a lot of soccer down through the years, because those penalties were put away nicely.
So what you're saying is that Ballyhar are a lot better than Ballymac, say Celtic or Galaxy, is it?
Well, I tell you, the goalkeeper in there, Brian McCarthy, is going to pull off two massive saves.
Indeed.
I think he'll get a lot of credit for it.
John Kennedy, you were nearly there with St. Sennans, Ardfert, getting past the line, but geez, a word for Nicky O'Sullivan.
Yes, super game, first of all, I suppose, Donald, similar to Liam. I was in Aston Tech Park yesterday for over 3 hours, and what value for money. Nail-biting stuff, and again, a question mark about finishing the semi-final and penalties, but look, that's what it is. But Nicky O'Sullivan, absolutely outstanding. I suppose the thing with penalties is the keeper. If you judge the right side, you have a chance. He certainly judged it, and he saved. The penalties were good,
but the saves were excellent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, had luck on St. Sinan's, you know, they had three penalties, they missed the three, but I felt, you know, the resilience they showed, lost a few lads to injury, Nathan O'Donnell, Nathan O'Driscoll and Finan Egan, you know, they were huge losses to them, particularly in the extra time. But look, we've said earlier on a few weeks back about Arthur, when they get to the championship and the closing stages, they've been there, they've done that, huge experience with our management team. But a cracking game of football, and maybe the disappointing thing is, like Liam said, with the Ballymac Fridays game, is that we're not looking forward to a replay.
Well, I'm sure Seamus O'Connor doesn't want a replay, he's happy. I would say it was a half price and everything over there today in Castleline, was there? And Art Firth the same, get past line, it'll be an interesting final, to be fair. Now on to the junior club football semi-finals. Two semi-finals in this, Andrew?
Yeah, two semi-finals, the only two games of the weekend that didn't end up going to extra time, which is just mad. Job's not finished for Tarbert. They did beat Cordell yesterday, but they'll be looking forward to the final now and doing what they couldn't do last year, where they lost to Renard in the junior final. It was a resilient Cordell side that they faced yesterday, and after they faced a couple of defeats to Cordell in the last couple of years, Tarbert got over the line against them yesterday and they owed them that kind of win. Cordell were denied a goal late on to level the game, but I might get John's opinion on that in the matter, just to see what he thinks about it. But even for Tarbert, they won in the end. I thought Toshane Enright, Michael Heafy and Sean Wren, who had 5 points, I thought they were all superb. And yeah, they're back into the final, and it sets up a really enticing final.
Yeah, and Dumois, of course, on the other side, beating Knocklagashel 113 to 13 points. John, you were at the Tarbert game. They made enough work of it early on in the game, but you know, when it came down to, I suppose, the championship moments, Tarbert were just a bit better.
Yeah, it was a dour enough first half, 5 points to three, Tarbert led, and having played with the wind, you know, a lot of questions, how would they do with against it in the second half? But I think the crucial move by Tarbert management team was they started the number 25, Michael Heafy, to do a man-marking job on Philip O'Connor, you know, the talisman for Cordell. He certainly shadowed him all over Rossensack Park yesterday, and I suppose the displays by the Enright brothers, Shane and Kevin at full-back, and John Coolhan up front, you know, they were the leading lights, Sean Rain also. But Tarbert, the hurt from last year, missing out against Renard, they're back where they were again, and you know, they'll be quite happy to get that result, because Cordell were favourites going into the game, but they showed a great resilience, Tarbert, and the experience of Shane Enright was crucial. You know, he kept his head, he was a link between defence and attack, and he covered every bit of glass in Knocklagashel Park yesterday.
Fair play, and of course you're in Knocklagashel Park again to see the both of you. Liam Broston, does it bring back good memories seeing St. Cairns in the county minor final?
It does. It's nice to see the old green jersey out there again, yeah. in a final, Donald. It's our first final
yeah,
since 2009.
Yeah, and I'm delighted to say tonight is actually one of the few medals you actually do have.
That's very harsh altogether. As a kind of a management team as well, we were the only ones that I have, if I look back on it. But yeah, it's a nice medal to have, and these youngsters, hopefully they will be able to bring another 30 out of them home to the Castleline district tonight.
Yeah, and it's good for St. Cairns in that district as well, because I mean, for most people, they've been the farm team throughout the campaign, and they've kind of lived up to that tag as well.
They have, I suppose. Look, both sets of teams here tonight, we're looking at probably 10 Kerry minors, well, 9, because poor Shane Kelleher is out with the hamstring. So you have 9 Kerry minors on show. I suppose the St. Cairns team is made up, Donald, and we spoke about this team a lot. No, they won the Russell Cup in the St. Pat's with Castle Island, and they've come along and they've stayed together, and they have a few extras in from obviously Ballymac and the Tralee schools. No, so a lot of these guys have stayed together with a long time, and they know each other well, and they're good buddies, and like that, ably assisted in the middle of the field by an outstanding footballer, massive pedigree, Killeen Dinihy. Mm-hmm. No, and he's one guy to look out for. Michael Horn, Jack Joy, Rory Brosnan, you know, they'll be the main guys that St. Cairns will be looking to tonight to carry the can. They did it in the semi-final when they were at, but tonight is another big step up for them, because I saw the stack the second half of the semi-final last week, and they're dangerous up front with Jack Diggins, Ryan O'Driscoll, you know, these guys, Ron Carroll, you know, they know where the goals are, and not something I suppose not like their seniors yesterday. These guys, when they get the ball, they're heading straight for goals. No, I thought the seniors inside in Killarney were running into corners, but these guys don't. No, so this will be a very entertaining game.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, we'll contact both of you hopefully just around half time there this evening, around 7:30, maybe 7:35, and we'll have a little bit of a chat about it as well. Now, burst water main at Scartley in the Stoles causing a disruption to the water supply to customers in Finuiglix now and the surrounding areas. And a spokesperson for Ishka Éireann says they are currently repairing the burst pipe and hope to restore the full service by 7 p.m. this evening. And the water utility has thanked affected customers for their patience and cooperation. We will take a break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Now, the 2024 Paralympics, of course, ended yesterday, and what a great showing once again by Team Ireland. And I suppose in many ways it stirred up, I suppose, people's interest in many of the sports that are open to people with disabilities. And of course, that leads us on to our next section, I suppose. On Saturday next, September the 14th, between 1 and 3, the Kingdom Wheel Blasters will hold an open day at the Kerry Sports Academy. I'm delighted to have on the line Neil Trent to chat about that. Niall, first of all, have you been watching the Paralympics?
I have, Donal, I have. It's been fantastic. I suppose we had the connect between the Olympics straight into the Paralympics, and the focus, everyone was focusing on Paris, but because we knew a few of the athletes that were going over, and we knew some of the, I suppose, the members from Kerry Kingdom Wheel Blasters who were over in Paris looking at potentially getting into the next Olympics, there was a bit more of a kind of a special focus on this one for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, I had to watch the USA versus Team GB final there in the basketball as well. And of course, that probably leads on to our chat about the Wheel Blasters. But I mean, if you're looking at it, I mean, it's great to think that you have an Olympics, you have an international sports aspect to all the events, which could start by just sticking your head into the door next Saturday.
100%. I suppose from our own perspective, my little fella, he's 7, he's going on 8 now, but we've been involved in the Kingdom Wheel Blasters for 2.5-3 years at this stage, so start young and get involved in it. When we joined, and the club itself is celebrating going on its 10th anniversary this year, and as you said there, you know, it's a pathway. It's different, you know, definitely kind of a stepping stone into, first of all, testing the waters with one sport, be it the basketball. And we're a multi-sport club as well, so basketball is the primary, you know, focus for the club, and we compete in that across the country. But it's also an opportunity to sample other sports like para athletics, and we have some of the club members that are testing that, and you know, they're very young and they're doing absolutely fantastic in that. Some are delving into archery. We've seen, you know, we have our Irish athletes at the Paralympics supporting us, you know, for the archery as well. And I suppose you're looking at other aspects of sports as well, between the tennis and the basketball and the rugby. You know, they're all opportunities through an organisation like the Kingdom Wheel Blasters for kids with a disability and their siblings to come and, you know, test the waters, see what they like, and just get involved. And getting involved from an early stage is fantastic. It gives the kids, you know, an opportunity to be part of something. They feel very much included in this, and there's a group of us and it's a community. And then, you know, the other factors then as well, such as, you know, the health side of it, primarily fun. And but from there, the stepping stones into potentially, you know, international athletics. And, you know, a few of our members from the, I suppose, the early foundational days, going back to 2014, they're maturing into the teenagers now at this stage, 18, 19-year-olds. And a number of them are international athletes in terms of powerlifting and basketball and rugby and so on. So it's definitely a great opportunity to come and, you know, come along, see what the wheelchair basketball is about, get to sample it. You know, you can, you know, we'll have demonstrations on the day, and also you get an opportunity to sit in the chair. I think, you know, for anyone that gets a chance to sit in it and, you know, walk go along that route, you'll get to see, right, yeah, this is something that I'm really interested in, and develop the skills over a period of time as well. So we welcome everyone to come along, you know, to try it out and to see what it's all about. And we're obviously looking to grow our member base as well. We have a very strong member base at the moment, all young kids. They're all kind of between 7 and maybe 11 or 12. And that's kind of, you know, a peak age for us as well, to kind of, you know, bring in those kids at that early stage, just to give them all the opportunities to sample the sport.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the Kingdom, I suppose, Kerry, of course. Do you spread your net a little bit further too, maybe?
Well, the interesting thing about it is, it's a club that's based here in Tralee. We have members from Ratmore, we have members from Killorglan, from Listowel, from kind of the wide span of the Tarbert and the wide span of the county. And the interesting thing is that, you know, we're in competition as well. We have a monthly blitz with all the other wheelchair basketball juvenile clubs across the country. So there's one based in Cork, there's one in Athlone and then Galway and up in Dublin. And, you know, we meet kind of once a month, usually on a Sunday, and we have a blitz day. You know, not everyone would be able to attend that, but the general kind of, I suppose, area around Kerry would primarily come to Kingdom Wheel Blasters that are kind of on the outskirts, you know, pushing towards Cork. You know, there's an opportunity to join the Rebel Wheel Blasters, the Rebel Wheelers, I think. And, you know, there is across Munster maybe four different teams. But we're very keen on anyone that's kind of in Kerry to come and visit us, no matter where you come from. So we've spread kind of posters, you know, across the county, down as far as Dingle and Kinmare and, you know, North Kerry and South Kerry as well, just to make sure that anyone that potentially is in that 5 to 17 category, with a disability, that would like to come along and sample the sport, you know, they're all more than welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. I presume in this kind of community, I suppose, you know, Kingdom Wheel Blasters, there's a lot of kind of maybe shared stories and shared experiences as well, and there's probably a very active social side maybe.
Well, the interesting thing is, you know, everyone that's kind of coming along, in terms of the kids themselves, the parents are coming along and the parents are actively involved. So we have a committee, it's made up of the parents. We do get support from the IWA, Irish Wheelchair Association Sports Division, and they are fantastic. They have been tremendous in, you know, coming to do coaching classes with us, all the various different legislative requirements as well in terms of safeguarding. But there is a community, and the parents, you know, we were at the sideline, they're all involved in the coaching. I said it's great because they can see each of their own children's kind of development throughout the winter schedule, which starts, you know, next, and that's actually the 17th of September through to about May. So we kind of meet every Tuesday night, and we'd have our blitzes then once a month. But, you know, the parents get to know each other, the kids get to know each other, and we have great fun. You know, I think that's one of the things, you know, we look forward to Tuesday night where we all come along, and we put in a good shift as well. You know, there's a lot of games and a lot of fun, but there's also, you know, the wheelchair basketball side of it as well. And over the last few years, we can see some fantastic progression in terms of everyone's skill set and capabilities and so on. But it is a great community, a fantastic community. It's brilliant to be part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to be part of that community, of course, you can stick the head in the door on the 14th of September between 1 and 3 o'clock, the Kerry Sports Academy Tralee. Listen, Niall, thanks very much. I was saying maybe earlier, kind of off air, we might actually throw a light on the sports and maybe some of the competitors maybe in a couple of weeks' time. Hopefully, we'll send you out an invite to come in here to Terrace Talk, and we might meet all these great people behind in the chair, and the ones that can score and the ones that are maybe making the tea and travelling long distance as well, because I think it is a story that needs maybe a little bit more of a telling as well. And I suppose it's one of those sports, I suppose, after the Paralympics, it'd be a shame to leave it just die with the Paralympics and talk about it in 4 years' time as well. If we can at all, we'll try and keep that flag flying. And you can keep that flag flying. Yeah, you can keep that flag flying by sticking the head in the door on the 14th September between 1 and 3. The Kingdom Wheel Blasters are holding their open day at the Kerry Sports Academy, and it's every Tuesday night there after that. And hopefully we'll find the next big thing, if the next big thing isn't already with the Kingdom Wheel Blasters. Thanks for all the great work. We'll take a break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Now, a burst water main in Scartlee in Listowel is causing a disruption to the water supply to customers in Finooey, Glicksna and the surrounding areas. Ishke Aaron says they are currently repairing the burst pipe and hope to restore full service by 7 p.m. So they're very close to it. It's 6:30 now, and the water utility has thanked and affected customers for their patience and cooperation. Now, last week, Killard won. They seem to be always winning, actually, aren't they? They were here last year and they won as well. The Kerry Junior Camogie Championship, they defeated, of course, Cosby and claimed a 4 in a row at this level. And, of course, we decided to open the door to Kerry's latest county champions and see what it means to the club. And, of course, they were here last year as well, so they're fully experienced now. So, Breed Horn, good evening.
How are you?
I'm very good.
It's good.
Is this your first time here?
No.
Oh God, yeah, perfect experience. Kira Sullivan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, Kira's dressed for the occasion. Maura McDonald, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
You were such a heat last year.
I know.
You haven't downed the Tyrone accent yet, though, no?
Fermanagh, but no, not yet. Close enough, I'm getting there.
We're getting
slowly
closer. Aoife Sullivan, you're very welcome back.
Thanks very much.
Good county final.
We're delighted to be back.
Oh, yeah, good. And Anne-Marie Russell.
How are you?
I'm meeting you in all sorts of occasions now. You've got a very important job that I didn't know about.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, County Board Chairperson as well.
Yeah, this year, yeah.
Yeah, but you're here tonight for Killard.
Here for Killard tonight now, yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And we'll have Joe Walsh hopefully on the phone if he's listening. Joe, if you're listening to us, answer that call there fairly soon. I will be ringing you there. First of all, Anne-Marie, look, congratulations. It's great to be back. Four in a row. I mean, it's amazing how quickly 2, 3, 4 comes along. But I mean, I suppose at this stage you're kind of maybe building for something bigger, are you?
Oh yeah, definitely. Look, we're going, I suppose, only since 2021, and we had our first game. Imagine that, 2021. Yeah. And two of the girls here, Aoife and Maura, had never played before, so that was a big thing. Like, we have a good few girls that came on board, and then you've some that are here since they were under 8.
Yeah.
So, you know, it has been a big thing to start a junior club. It's hard to keep them going, you know, when there wasn't adult teams. But definitely we're building year on year, and the aim would be, I suppose, the next few years that we'd be able to compete with Clamorris, and we'd be in the same kind of division as that, and pave the way then for other junior teams coming up.
Yeah.
And ourselves, Causeway and Clamorris would all be kind of in the one.
Yeah.
So you
wouldn't be handing it over to Clanmorris every year for free, like.
Well, look, we'll see. We have to get up there. There's big boots there. Like, they're great players, a great team. Like,
big ambassadors for the sport.
Oh, massive! Yeah, huge. Yeah, they're incredible girls. The work they do is absolutely amazing. Like,
yeah, but so, it is vital that we get more clubs up to that level.
100%. Yeah,
and you know, I suppose at the end of the year. Of course, this story started with Fela, didn't it? Kind of, maybe you had a Fela team for years, because I remember you putting you on the front page of the.
It is Joe Walsh's baby, like, you know, he's there since the start of Killard, and he always wanted to have an adult team going. He had two daughters himself that are playing, so I suppose it was very important for him, and Jessica Fussell was kind of vital at the start of it and getting all the girls going and getting the team going. And I suppose, look, that was in April 2021, and we're going from strength to strength since.
Yeah. Joe Walsh is on the line with us. Joe, has it surprised you how easy the journey has been, or would that be an understatement? Has there been tough days as well?
Hello, Donald. Being a few issues, all right, you know, down with the last number of years. But to be fair, no, the girls are very dedicated, and we've had some. Last year, we went into Limerick, and we entered the Limerick League, which wouldn't be enough for game time here in Kerry, so. That was very successful last year. Now, this year we did it as well, but we didn't finish off, which is a bit, you know, we just couldn't get in all the games in there because of due to work and with the girls and so forth, and they had other commitments. But so that, you know, we that was very pleasing last year to do that, and to be able to, you know, to go up to Limerick and compete with some of the clubs up in Limerick, you know, in our own division, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very pleasing. But then we're back this year, then we just competed ours, so we just did the final there 2 weeks ago. So look, we have a new competition coming through in Munster, so in November, along with the ordinary Munster competition. So that's two competitions coming up in October, November. So look, it's something to look forward to, and we will look forward and we will prepare for it.
Absolutely. Breed Horn would be delighted. She mightn't make a sound tech engineer, but she certainly is a camogie.
I'm not too excited when I heard Joe talking.
The feedback was amazing. Come here, Breed. Joe's on about there that now we have two competitions to look forward to. Of course, you have the two competitions to look forward to, which is amazing, because I suppose normally, I suppose, you look forward to the one and maybe the level was above. But now you have a free hit at that level, and you have a level that's maybe more appropriate to the clubs as well.
Yeah, it's something to look forward to as well. Like, obviously, we're kind of used to Camogie just finishing at the end of summer, whereas now it's going to be continuing on to October, November, and some girls might not like that either, but they're taking up the time for training in the winter and the bad weather again. But for other people, they do really enjoy training throughout the year to keep the fitness up and all that.
And it's kind of, it shows the success of the club that we are now talking about the season going into those extra 2 months, whereas maybe before the season would just end at the end of the summer and I suppose you'd have to kind of put the tent back up again maybe next summer. But by extending the season, you're providing more camogie and more people are talking about you into the season. You're now going to be in the newspaper, the headlines will be there that you're going to Munster, you're in Munster, and you know, it makes it longer and bigger and everything.
Yeah, 100%. It does make it a lot better, and obviously the good advertisement for Kildare Camogie as well, like getting us out there and getting other places to know our names and things like that. It's very good.
The girl next door everybody knows, Ciara Sullivan, your name is well out there already, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
You're very modest. How are you getting on with Kerry?
It's great, like it's great to be in training with the girls, and it's such a high standard as well to be in, and then to be able to come back to the club and bring that with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Speak to us about the club. What's it like to go back to Killard and I suppose hurl with all your friends from an early age and some who kind of arrived in out of the blue?
I don't know how to play it.
I don't know. I mean, it's become a real kind of club, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's a great community and there's such support there as well, and it's lovely to be able to go off and train like with the crowd you grew up with and like be able to take the team you had like under 14 all the way through.
Yeah, absolutely. You weren't there at under 14, Mara?
No, definitely not. Oh,
you arrived in, but you're up, are you season 2 or 3 or 4 now?
Well, four now, saying as we won 4 in a row, like, you know. I'll say 4.
So you can go back to Fermanagh with 4 Camogie County Championship medals.
I know, yeah, they're actually still talking about it at home. Yeah.
What do they think about it at home? What do they think about it?
They think it's great, obviously, because obviously at home we don't have Camogie, like it's just Gaelic football, so they actually are proud and they actually want me to come back to play football with them, to win a few championship medals with them again, because we've kind of dried out now in the north again where I'm locally from, like, so.
Okay, what part of Fermanagh are you from?
Newtown Butler.
Okay, but you have good footballers up there. I mean,
great footballers, yeah.
You had a lot of good sisters up there.
Great.
Roisin Smith is one of the best footballers around.
Oh, she's unreal, so she
absolutely
is, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She would walk on to any inter-county
team.
Oh,
yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
And you've had a lot over the years. Aoife O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
We better talk about the match, will we?
I suppose, yeah. I don't know if I'm the best person now, but yeah.
come on. You're a good view of it all the same. Come here. First of all, talk to us about what's it like being part of this community, I suppose, of the girls, of women, yeah, of camogie players, of the whole lot. Talk to us about, yeah, I suppose, you know, heading off for a training session and what's the crack like and maybe how serious Joe is and all that kind of stuff.
I suppose I, like Mara, I never played camogie with a club before, so this is my third year being part of this team. But when I joined, it was Mara, kind of actually Mara and Alana and Bree that encouraged me to come down to the first kind of training session.
Was
so
it light encouragement now, or was it strong encouragement?
They said it was a great social outlet and it was
well,
great
I've
crack.
Never played, so I was like, you can come with me.
Yeah. We can learn together. But so I came down and sure, I haven't left. It's great. Like the girls were fantastic. Like they were very encouraging. I suppose like we had pucked outside and my dad had bought us Hurleys from the ploughing going back years ago. But I suppose we'd broken a few windows, whatever, you know, the usual. So we'd never hurled at a club, but the girls are great. Like the coaches are fantastic. Like they wanted everyone to be part of it, whether, you know, you were the next Henry Shefflin or you were someone starting out. They were always so encouraging. And like the girls from Kerry particularly, like when they come back, they bring a different level, I suppose, and it's great for everyone else. It lifts it at training. And I suppose it was hard to get numbers together there at the start of the year when we were missing 8-9 with Kerry commitment, and they couldn't train with the club. Obviously they had commitment to their county, so it was hard to get the rest, you know, everyone together. But when they did come back, they did lift it, and it is fantastic. And like that, it is a community. Like, I mean, from Joe to Kevin to Mary, who makes us tea, we have tea and biscuits after training. Like, it is really, it's all of that brings us together, you know, and makes us what we are.
My say, Emery Russell, you're spending money in biscuits. Good, huh?
Oh yeah,
you must be
that's
a rich club.
That's what keeps them going. That's what keeps them going.
It's the little things.
Champions.
Do you know when you sit back, Emery, and I suppose look at the success, and I suppose it's the success at junior level, and you want to kind of step up and the whole lot. But to put a club there, first of all, you must put a team there. You must put a management there. I suppose you need a couple of volunteers along the way to make sure it stays there as well. I mean, how proud are you looking in at it that this has grown in a nice way? Maybe not to the level you want to get there yet, but it's certainly going
massively. Like I've been involved with them since the start of it, and it's great to see them coming back every year. And like that now, last year we entered the Limerick League, like Joe had said, because you want to give them more. you know, you want them to play, look, playing matches is where they need to be, and that's how they improve as well. So going up and playing that level, they are a level above us, there's no denying it. Like, but we played very well last year. We won the plate final in the junior league last year in Limerick, and this year, look, we just couldn't commit to it. A lot of girls with Kerry, a lot of girls working and things like that. It is a big commitment. You're going up on work evenings and trying to finish work early and whatever. It's massive, but it's just, it's not here yet, like, you know. And it's to try to keep the girls playing Camogie so that you can keep the team going. Like, that's, you know, you don't put in all the hard work then for it to just fall away.
Mm-hmm.
And look, the girls are committed then when they can, you know. So
yeah. Joe Walsh, look, I mean, nobody will doubt your hurling pedigree, or I suppose the amount of stripes, or maybe the lashes, depending on who gave them to across the years playing hurling and the whole lot. But I mean, when you step into the Camogie cauldron, is it tougher on the sideline or than an Kerry championship game, maybe? So you got scalped out.
I've been involved with Clare for a good number of years because, you know, through failures and that, you know, so I'm kind of used to it. I get away with it most of the time anyway, but, and most of the referees, you know, we get on pretty well. And,
they have an understanding.
You're on first name basis with them all, Joe,
yeah, we get on. And sure, we make it up after thing if there's any few words. So we get on fine, and it's great. No, the lads have said there, the girls are very committed, and that's like Causeway and ourselves. We have a great rivalry, I suppose, but it's a healthy rivalry, and you know, there's never much between ourselves and Causeway, and we'd best if we could get more clubs up to the juniors. You know, Clarny are there, the Parnells are coming strong, and you have Ballyduff, and you have Abbey Leagues, and. So to be great now if all them clubs can come forward and come on to junior level.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Joe, the other side of this, it pushes the county team to another level as well, by kind of, I suppose, maybe finding more players first of all, and then kind of producing them to a standard and playing at the highest possible standard, and then moving on. I mean, Kerry versus Kilkenny this year, I mean, I suppose going all the way to extra time, we were talking about Aaron Firth winning on penalties and Nicky saving all the things from St. Sennans, which was basically probably, was it St. Brendan's versus Crotta game more than anything else at that stage, with the amount of hurlers playing the football. But I mean, what does it do when you see how good the Kerry senior hurlers can be?
Yeah, I mean, like, that was a tremendous game with Kilkenny. Imagine, we'd say Kilkenny would have 36 Camogie clubs and up against two clubs here in Kerry. So I mean, that result, there was nothing in that game. Kerry could have easily won that game as well as last, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That was a tremendous result. Performance was there, and can you imagine getting to meet it all Ireland final? That would have been some achievement. But look, all their panel are available again next, and you're going to have some girls come and join that panel also. And I wouldn't, you know, there's a great future ahead for those girls.
Absolutely, at the rate are coming through. What's it like to be Killard person on the Kerry hurling team, Ciara?
Well, I enjoyed it anyway. It was great. There's a lot more girls from Clare and Causeway, and there was one girl from Killarney as well this year. So there's lots of girls from lots of different clubs now, which I suppose is different, because before it would have been mainly the Clanmorris girls. But it's great. Like, they're a great group of girls inside there, and they make you feel so welcome, and it's such a great environment to train in.
What was the Kilkenny game like?
Oh, it was tough going now, but it could have gone any way in the end, like extra time and everything. Do you know, had it been a different day, we could have gone through to the final.
Yeah. And what's it like being in the dressing room with serious leaders like Jackie Horgan? I mean, you must learn a lot from hanging around with those kind of, I suppose, they're experienced players out this stage, even though they might still feel that they're flying along. But I mean, to bring that experience back and then come back to Killard, do you kind of go around then and say, we might need to do this a little bit more, or this is what I've picked up here, or we need to raise the intensity and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, they definitely give you a great idea of the level you have to be at to be winning those sort of high competitions. And do you know, they kind of give you motivation as well, like we're going on to the junior competition and watching them when they're all Ireland last year. It's great inspiration for ourselves to try move on and get further into it.
Absolutely. Breed, a lot of hard work to come now, of course. Did you celebrate your win again?
No, we went home now, and we had a very quiet night.
I suppose that happens with the fourth one, is it? You won't celebrate four, I suppose.
Yeah, we said we'd leave it off this time.
Yeah. 2 months of competitions. What's it like looking ahead now? I mean, I don't know whether you got the dates or not, but I presume you have some idea that you're down the line and you're entering the competition. I mean, does training stay strong? Are you still training once or twice a week? Is Joe still running around the field with?
Yeah, we kind of train once a week anyway, every Wednesdays, and I think we'll probably be out in a second day.
Oh yeah, definitely a second day.
So Mary will have to get the tea out for another day. So but yeah, so we've the semi final now, the 26th of October. So it's obviously another thing that we have to get to and hopefully get by.
It's a home game as well, yeah. So that's massive. It'll be against the Limerick club. They're in the middle of their intermediate championship at the moment, so it'll be whoever wins their intermediate championship will play them in the semi-final. So obviously that's a level above us. But we played Bricky Rangers the first year we went, and we travelled to Waterford to play them. Another few minutes in that game, and I think we could have probably won that one.
Yeah.
Last year we had a home game to Dora Bearfield from Clare, and they were a tough outfit, alright?
Yeah, they were.
We've a young team as well. But definitely the girls don't shy away from it, you know, and they know it's a level above it, but they're well able. Like that, it's only another game, another player, another ball, and you just have to put the head down and go for it. But they're well able, I've no doubt they could beat Limerick now in the semi-final, hopefully, especially on home ground, and then on to a final. So it would be lovely to get it, to get there.
And of course, Emery, with the more trips to Munster, the more experience you get, the more used you get to it, maybe it's a level above you at the moment, but you're closing that gap. I mean, how confident would you be that in the short term, that, you know,
I would hope, like I said, I suppose, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years, like, we wouldn't be far off it. Like Kira said there's a lot more girls on Kerry now that wouldn't have been in the past. I suppose they just weren't there, they weren't at that standard, whereas this year now they're there, they're holding their place, they're starting, you know, they got a good runs in the leagues and they're in the championship as well. And I suppose this year, I suppose a big thing for Camogie was the introduction of the player charter. So for the girls that are on Kerry, like, you know, there's a minimum standard there now for them, and they're getting S&C so many times a week, physio so many times a week, hot food, things, all the things that the men always got, but the girls are getting it now. And that's definitely going to make a difference. It has made a difference this year, no doubt that made a difference to the girls. That game against Kilkenny, they could have, should have won it, you know, they could have won it in normal time, and definitely their standards come up. And you know what, they know they can win. And that's there, that belief is there, so I've no doubt next year will be a massive year for them.
Absolutely, hopefully it will, of course. Come here, Aoife. Are you looking forward to a Munster campaign, are you?
Oh look, I think it's great exposure for, I suppose I'm more of a backseat passenger, but for the girls who are out there, it's great exposure for them. And look, there's a seriously talented group of girls there. Like, we've 25, do we, on a team sheet, yeah. thereabouts. Like, there's a seriously talented group of girls. Like, we have, I suppose, what Anne-Marie was talking about there, the junior competition where we play, I suppose, a standard higher than what we are. But then we also have the new Mayo Connell Trophy, which is where we get an opportunity to play other junior teams from other counties in Munster. And look, I mean, it's all to play for. I think we have every chance of winning that. I think, like, I suppose with the girls that we do have, I think one can only dream, I suppose, in a way. But yeah, look, I think it's an exciting time to be part of Clare, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Joe Walsh, how important is the Mayo Connell Trophy in the whole lot of this?
It's vital. I think it's vital because, as we said already, you know, we'll be paying our own standard, or close enough to it anyway. And and both clubs can have an opportunity to play in it, which is vital, which is so important. And we'll be really looking forward to the Mayo Connell Cup anyway in Munster.
Absolutely, and I'd say the late Mayo Connell wouldn't be too happy with you beating Causeway, though, would she?
I know, yeah.
No, I don't. Maybe not. You know, Causeway is there to pay for now as well. So, I mean, they're not going to sit back. They're going to have a go at it as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's fantastic. Of course, Causeway are in that competition as well, aren't they?
They are, and Killarney as well. Killarney did put in an adult team this year, so they played Causeway in the semi-final of the championship, and they had lost that. Now they only, it's small numbers, like, you know, and they have a bit to go, but it's good to get another adult team, and any adult that wants to play Camogie, it's great for them. So they'll be in it as well. There's a Limerick team that'll play them that in a lesser degree, but ourselves and Causeway are both in it to look for. There's a cup and a shield, and our game is the first home game, which is great. So Killarney will be a double header to that. Excuse me, and that's against the Clare team. That's against Clare team, so that'll be good. And then we play a Limerick team away after that, then, and they'll come to that and play a double header for that as well. which will be great for them, and it's great for the development, and it's for us, but it's also for the other counties in Munster. If you won your junior championship in Limerick or Clare or wherever, they never got to go on and progress to Munster. So it is thing, and it was a proposal put in by Kerry Camogie, and I think it's welcomed by all the counties in Munster and Munster Camogie itself.
Mm-hmm. And Miss Ryan was very happy with it.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Absolutely. Yeah. Did she find her way home from Cosmo, did she?
Yeah, I know.
It took her a while to get there. Yeah.
She took the wrong road.
Maura, Cosmo's a hard place to get out of, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Come here, Maura. I mean, looking in from outside, and I won't say looking in from outside because you're part of the gang now, so you have four medals in your pocket and everything. Yeah. But I mean, you can look at, I suppose, the amount of work and effort that goes in into a new community that you're part of now, very much part of it. What's it like to look in from the outside and see what they've done and how much they've done themselves, and how great are these girls, and how much work do they do, and how good are the biscuits, I suppose?
The biscuits are amazing, like, obviously. That's why we keep going back to training. But no, look at the underage and everything, the standard at underage for the Clard girls, like, is something else. The group that train on a Saturday morning go above and beyond for the underage, and then obviously it improves the standard throughout the years, obviously, to come up to senior level, and obviously with ourselves. I think, you know, we're just a great bunch of girls, and I think we just want to win, and we'll do anything to win, and at the end of the day we like our cup of tea and our biscuit.
Yeah, it's a great way to celebrate, to be fair. Emery, I suppose final word too, because we have to cut across to the Keane Super Value County Minor Football Final, and that's of course between Austin Stex and St Kieran's Live, that's going on from 7 o'clock. How's Kerry going? But put on your other hat for a second. Did I see a net somewhere that Kid Mayor might have flag flying? Talk to us about it for a minute, how exciting that is.
That's the hope at the moment, yeah. We've gone down to Kenmare, Kilgarvan, and had a chat down there, and we had a public meeting just to see. So the interest is down there. The interest is down there in the secondary school that's there and the primary schools. There is obviously a good cohort of ladies football down there with ISG. So there's plenty of girls down there to play. It's just to get them playing, I suppose. There isn't massive, but there used to be, you know, hurling was a lot bigger down there before. So we'd be hopeful now, yeah. We've a coach going into
schools.
Of course,
this is a hurling stamping ground in Garvin, Kinmare. Yeah. It's not that you're kind of going into unfertile land.
Exactly, yeah. There's plenty of people down there, and there's plenty of girls that are playing down there with the boys. So I suppose it's just for them to have their own team. Like, they can't, after under-12s, they can't play with the boys anymore. Mm. So I suppose it's just for them to get into Camogie. So we're hopeful, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, fair play to you. Listen, thanks very much. Will we see you back for five more, will we?
Drive for five is on.
Yeah. For men is most successful hurler.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, listen, Breed, Ciara, Maura, Aoife, Emery and Joe, of course, thanks very much for joining us this evening. And the very best of luck in Munster, and the very best of luck, of course, to Killarney and Causeway as well. Because could you imagine meeting Causeway in the final in Munster, huh?
For the Mayo Connell Trophy.
It could happen.
Well, you have to get to the final first of all.